She gives you granola butter. What are you putting it on? Quick, go.
My mouth.
Wow, she needs no vehicle. She's going straight to the mouth.
You okay, asked.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to The Snack Show with Jamie Fallon.
We're just a couple gals snacking our way through life and talking about it.
This is your first time in a podcast studio?
I just laid the snack down is what I'm saying. Jamie, why in the HE Double Pretzel Sticks did we start a podcast?
That's a great question that I don't remember the answer to.
Who run the world?
Girls. Wow.
Wow.
I got so nervous. I didn't know where we were going.
Today we are talking women-founded What's a women's snack?
I don't know.
Okay, let's clarify. Women
founded snacks founded by women. Was that right?
I'm done. Put a fork in me. I'm done.
August 9th is National Women's Day, woo-hoo! Which was Wednesday, I believe. Mm-hmm. So today we are talking all snacks
founded
created
by
women.
Women.
I did created and founded.
I love that. Love both.
Okay, great. Because like some aren't a company. They're an actual food that a woman created.
Sure.
So,
and we can still claim that it's Barbie era, right? That hasn't gone to the wayside yet.
100%. Yeah.
I cannot get the song Pink out of my head by Lizzo. It's pink.
Oh, I like the sad song that Billie Eilish has.
Ooh,
from the movie.
That's a good one, too.
Where do we go from here? No, that's not what it's called.
What am I made for?
Thank you.
I got you, girl. Okay, this was really fun because as females, it was really fun to do some
research.
We're
a female-founded show,
it's
so
true.
Why not have female-founded food?
Snacks. It was really fun to do some research on this, so we're excited. There's some that I had never heard of. These are brand new snacks to me, founded by women. But then some that I've heard about and just didn't know that women were running the game.
Yeah, there's a few snacks I'm definitely going to be purchasing after today's research.
Okay, Jamie, kick us off. What is your first woman-created snack?
The frozen pizza.
Is this real?
You can thank Rose Totino, a second-generation Italian businesswoman, for that delicious frozen pizza in your house right now. She and her husband opened a takeout pizza shop in Minneapolis in the 1950s, which later expanded to a sit-down restaurant. And then they offered frozen pies for their customers to take home and bake. By 1962, her pizzas were being mass-produced, and shortly thereafter, Totino sold her business to Pillsbury, becoming the company's first female corporate vice president.
That is amazing. Who can we
no idea.
Reference to?
Great question. Don't know. Just did some copy and
just
pasting into some notes.
No.
Everything I'm reading is from other articles.
Okay.
You can thank the internet.
Exactly. Love it. Rose! Frozen pizzas.
Rose Totino!
Oh, God, I love her.
Yeah.
Truly. All Kay. Right, Rose. We love that.
Tell us your first female-founded company.
Mine's a little more brand-specific. Have you heard of Siete Chips?
Oh, I have.
Have you heard of Victoria Garza?
I have not.
Because she started the company after making her family grain-free tortillas.
Man, thank you, Victoria.
It's true. So her whole family was trying to eat healthy because of some autoimmune things and allergens happening in the family. So they're like, let's band together. Let's start eating healthy. Victoria said, I got this. Grain-free tortillas. And they're like, y'all, other people are going to love this. We need to get this out.
Yeah, for those that don't know Siete, it's a grain-free.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have like they've got queso that's dairy-free. It's all like allergen-free.
Yes.
Is how
Very
I would describe it. I don't know if that's how they describe it.
Very good. So thank you, Victoria. Big fan of those chips.
Love.
Okay, what's next on your list?
The chocolate chip cookie.
Okay. We can just stop right there because the goat. Of course it was made by a woman.
Of
Tell
course
us her name.
It was. Okay, so this beloved sweet treat was invented on accident in 1930 when Ruth Graves Wakefield decided to whip up a batch of chocolate butter drop-dew cookies, which was an old colonial recipe. And it was for guests staying at her inn, the Toll House Inn in Massachusetts. She realized she was out of baker's chocolate, but had a block of Nestle semi-sweet chocolate given to her by Andrew Nestle of the Nestle Company.
Good friend to
have. I know. That's a friend I want on speed dial. So Wakefield expected the chocolate would disperse through the dough evenly like baker's chocolate, but instead it retained its form in those little melty chocolate chips.
Wow. So what's the difference between baker's chocolate and the Nestle chocolate?
I think is baker's chocolate where it melts in, like where it becomes like a whole of the,
Okay. Okay. Wow. Ruth. Love her. Now, so the cookies was back in 1930.
Yeah, 1930 by a woman.
I'm sure we covered that in our chocolate chip episode, which was, what, episode one or two that we did?
The cookie episode was episode one.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Way back when.
The very first. Hence our logo.
Yes, yes. Okay, next on my list, another brand snack. Stacy's Pita Chips.
Oh, yeah. I know what those are.
Don't just think it's called Stacy's for no reason. Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, Stacy knows what's up.
So Stacy Madison started the brand after selling pita sandwiches out of a food cart in New England, and it expanded to what is now known as Stacy's Pita Chips.
I love that.
I know.
Stacy Madison. I wish I had the ingenuity and the fortitude to create some sort of food.
Sure. I mean, you have. You just haven't mass produced it.
True.
You have plenty of good ideas in there.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, what's next on your list?
The brownie.
Of course. We talked about this, right, in our...
We did talk about this one before, but I thought we needed to mention it again.
Yeah, say it again. What was her
name? Okay, Bertha Palmer is a socialite, American heiress, and she was given the responsibility for a ladies' board, like, luncheon to create snacks for a lunchbox. And so she had her pastry chefs create a slab of dense chocolate cake that was packed with walnuts and glazed with apricot marmalade. So it is considered to be the original brownie, though not in its name. I think they called it something else.
Okay.
So, and then it wasn't, the brownie wasn't coined a name until 1896.
Okay.
When Fanny Farmer developed her cookie recipe and then baked it into a rectangular pan.
We love that.
Which kind of feels more like a blondie to me.
Sure.
But.
Yep. Love that. Bertha Palmer.
Bertha Palmer and Fanny Farmer.
I love them both. Okay, I love this next one. This is a brand new snack on the market, y'all.
Okay.
Have you heard of Partake?
I learned about it today. I was today years old when I learned about Partake.
Same. So our good gal pal now, Denise Woodard, she started Partake after she learned that her daughter had multiple food allergies. So she wanted to make a snack that her daughter could consume. So y'all, listen to this list. It is gluten-free. It is non-GMO. It is vegan. And it is free of the top 9 allergens. So that means no tree nuts, no wheat, no peanuts, no milk, no eggs, no soy, no fish, no sesame, no shellfish.
Okay, but what is it? Is it a cookie? Is it a bar? Is it a chip? Is it a...
It's like a... there's different... Sorry.
Because you've said what it's not, but tell us what it is.
So it's different things. Let me just pull up exactly what it is.
Okay.
So there's a couple different items that you can partake. So they do a partake, get it? Partake?
Yeah.
Partake chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
So, you know, she just took Bertha, or who was the chocolate chip?
The chocolate chip was Ruth.
Ruth. She took a little note from Ruth and said, hey, we can make these a little better. So Partake makes not only cookies, but they also make, are you ready for this?
S'mores. S'mores. I just saw your computer.
They make classic grams. They make breakfast mixes. So think of like your confetti like cake or a pancake or a waffle mix.
So all kinds of things that could be some like a pastry or a...
Or a cookie.
Yeah.
Yep. So they do lemon cookies. They do snickerdoodles, which I'm really excited about.
I want to taste these. Yeah. I would like to partake.
I know you would. A birthday cake crunchy cookie. I mean.
How do you feel about crunchy cookies?
I don't like them.
Yeah, I'm not a giant crunchy cookie
person. But you
person
know,
either.
If I like.
But I do like a crunchy cookie dipped in Cool Whip.
I was going to say, if you like put it in ice cream where it softens it up a little bit, you know, after like getting that liquid in there, then I think it could be pretty good.
Yeah.
They do ginger snaps. They do a double chocolate cookie. They do snack packs. So the snack packs include like, it's pretty much like just a smaller, like an individual serving size of the ones I just mentioned. So you can get like a serving size of chocolate chip. And just put it in your little lunchbox.
For your lunchbox.
Exactly. Ooh, they got a pumpkin spice cookie.
Okay.
Right?
Love.
Also, branding on point. Great colors, great design. We love it. So, that's my new snack that I never heard of before.
What a
Thank
good
you so much,
thing
Denise.
To learn about.
Okay, what's on your list?
Okay, next for me, Jenny's ice cream.
Of course. Of course.
Jenny Britton Bauer is a pioneer. If you've never had Jenny's ice cream, there are ice cream shops, but you can also buy it by the pint. Mm-hmm. If you have not had the Brambleberry Crisp,
the best one,
you have never lived.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I also like their brown butter almond brown butter. I can't ever think of the name.
Brown butter almond.
Something like that. Yeah. Yes, that one's very good.
I also love their salted caramel.
Mm.
Great pairing with the Brambleberry Crisp.
Mm. Also their skillet cinnamon roll.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They also have a Riesling sorbet, if you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, and
thing.
They have a Froze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jenny knew what we needed.
Yep, so Jenny's is my next one.
Love that. Okay, next on my list.
Okay.
We're going to set down our treats and pick up our glasses, because we're talking about McBride Sisters wine.
Don't know what that is.
Okay, listen to this. Sisters Robin and Andrea, they didn't grow up together. They found each other later in life. They realized they both had a passion for wine, and so they started McBride Sisters Wine in Monterey, California.
I love that.
I think we need to take a trip.
Okay. Market research.
Exactly. All right. What's next on your list?
Okay. My next is a beverage.
Okay.
Hendrick's Gin.
Have you say ever... gin?
Yeah. Have you
Ooh,
ever
so
had...
we're on the alcohol train.
Have you ever had Hendrick's?
I have
not. Oh, my gosh. It might be my favorite gin.
Okay.
And it is was made by a chemist named Leslie Gracie.
Of course.
And she would serve her family all these drinks when she was little. And so then she became a chemist, and she founded Hendrick's Gin in 1999. She is one of only four people in the world who know the recipe, how to make the gin. And it includes 11 botanicals and has an infusion of cucumber and rose essences.
Ooh,
and
I
it
am
is
in.
So good. I also just think that it, when I think people think of alcohol, especially like prohibition time, that was such a male-driven thing. So to have an alcohol company created by a woman, I think is so great.
Ooh, that would make such a good French 75 with that rosemary in there.
Yeah.
Ooh, what year was that again?
1999. And it's in like a circular bottle.
Okay.
Like a
kind
of, it feels square on top and then round, cylinder.
Yeah.
Shapes are ministry.
Shape.
You go next.
Okay. Mine is the Lara Bar.
Oh, we love a Lara Bar.
I know, and we love Lara.
It's actually someone named Lara?
It is. Her name's Lara American, and she was simply on a hike one day.
Is her last name American?
So, no. Lara American.
Okay.
But that is fun. Lara American. So Lara was simply on a hike one day in the mountains, just eating her trail mix. And she thought, what if I combine some nuts and some fruit and put it in a little bar? That would be a great snack for a hike. And she took that little idea. And thank you so much, Lara, because we now have the Lara bars, which are so delicious. Do you have a fave?
I don't.
I like the cashew one.
That is a good one.
Butter one.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
There's so many.
I know.
I mean, there's such a full
list. Honestly just sort of grab and eat. I just sort of trust the brand. They do have like a banana one, I feel like.
Ooh.
Like maybe banana and walnut.
Okay.
I need to see if I'm making that up. Oh, yeah. Banana bread is what it's called.
Ooh, I would be into that.
And I really like that one.
Okay. Banana bread.
Yeah, banana bread.
I love that. Okay. Speaking of fruits and nuts. Can I just give a little shout out?
Please do.
Nuts.com. We want to thank them for being a sponsor of this episode.
Have you gotten an order from Nuts.com? Because what you need to know is that they offer nuts, but they have so many good snacks.
It's true. You know, your girl Fallon is not a huge nut person, but she is a huge Nuts.com fan because they offer so much more. All right. Should we tell them everything they offer?
Please do.
Okay. So they offer, let me just pull up my sheet here because I want to make sure not to miss even one thing. It is your one-stop shop. You guys, that means you go to one place and it gives you all these things. It is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like flour and more. And their wide selection means there is something for everyone. So again, if you don't like nuts like me, don't worry. We got tons more. Some of our favorites, Jamie, what are yours?
I love the dried mango.
I love the chocolate-covered coffee beans.
I also love the chocolate-covered gummy bears. And you know, here on the pod, we talk about how we are trying not to do food coloring. Mm-hmm. Well, because the gummy bear, you don't need to see what it looks like. There's no food coloring in them.
Exactly.
And
genius.
I took a bag into the movies recently, and it was the perfect movie mm-hmm. snack to go That's along really with
good.
My popcorn.
It's really good. We actually just placed a new order today for more snacks, and I cannot wait. Which one did you get?
The everything sampler.
Ooh,
let me try it all.
I got the snack sampler, so there's going to be like sesame seed sticks in there and some other like salty goodness. So
they also have pretzels at nuts.com, mm-hmm. which you're a big pretzel fan.
Oh, love good pretzel. I'm sure it's going to be in my snack bag.
I bet it will. Okay, so right now we do have an offer for you, our listeners. Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders over $29 or more at nuts.com/snackshow. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/snackshow, and you'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more.
Jamie,
that is nuts.com/snackshow.
I was making sure you're gonna say it a third time.
I follow rules, and I want you to go get your snack. Honestly,
I also love a good deal. Who doesn't love a good deal?
I love a good deal. I love dried fruit, and I love their snacks.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
That's great. I wonder if Larabar and Nuts.com would ever do like a partnership.
I don't know.
Since they have similar passions.
Well, you just put it out into the universe.
Just an idea, guys. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, speaking of nuts, mine is the Maui Cookie Lady.
Tell me.
Because
more.
It's basically who I want to become, a Maui Cookie Lady.
Exactly.
Okay, so it is small batch cookies that are made in Maui. It was started in 2012. By Mitzi Toro.
I love that name.
And they're super thick, chunky slices of Hawaiian heaven. And they have like local flavors. So Kona coffee, dark chocolate espresso, white chunk macadamia nut, which is my favorite cookie ever.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple lychee passion with hibiscus flower.
Ooh.
And lychee's so good. And so they're available for delivery throughout the country. Or you can just go to Maui and get it, which is probably what I'll do.
That's a great idea. Can I be in your suitcase?
Please.
I'm putting in the show notes, great snack available for delivery or travel to Maui.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure you show your parents that so you can go. okay, next on my list. Have you heard of Wild Ophelia?
No.
Okay, my new favorite snack, y'all. This, we got to thank our new gal pal, Katrina Markoff. She started this chocolate company.
Okay, you had me.
I got you in. After attending Le Cordon Bleu, she then
fancy.
Ended up, I know, fancy girl. She then ended up traveling the world and kind of like wanted to do like traveling the world through chocolate and then made this awesome chocolate company. Guess where she went to college?
Hope nope. College? Oh, nope. That's where you
look
went.
Look out your window.
Belmont University? Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. She went to Vanderbilt.
Look at, we got a local girl.
I know, isn't that awesome?
That's so fun.
So anyways, her packaging's so cute. You have to look it up. She has tons of different flavors, tons of different combinations, obviously tons of different inspiration from her travels around the world. So check her out. Amazing. Wild Ophelia.
I love that name.
I know, really great. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, I also learned about a brand new company today that I will be purchasing from immediately, and it is Oat House.
Okay.
H-A-U-S is house.
Ooh, nice.
And so it is all granola butter.
Love.
It's Nut Butter's more interesting, less nutty cousin is what they call themselves.
I love it.
And
who's
they,
our gal pal?
Doesn't say her name. Hold on. I'll find it.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Allie.
Love Allie.
And so she created nut-free oat-based butter. And there's a ton of flavors. So there was strawberry shortcake. There's vanilla. There's chocolate. There's original. And it looks like you could drizzle it. You could, like, dunk. You could scoop.
Nice.
It just looked so tasty, and I really want to try it.
For dunking, dipping, and scooping, shall we say.
What about slathering?
Ooh, or slathering. Allie Bonar is her name. And check out her granola butter, because that sounds delicious. Okay, she gives you granola butter. What are you putting it on? Quick, go.
My mouth.
Wow, she needs no vehicles. She's going straight to the mouth.
You
okay,
asked.
Great.
You asked.
I was going to say a waffle.
A graham cracker.
Oh, nice. I was going to say a waffle.
A Teddy Graham.
Oh, that's... you can make Teddy Graham cookies.
Yeah, like a little... Just boop. A little... Boop.
I love that.
Okay.
Okay, next on my list, Jamie, you're going to love this. If you know this, I'm going to be sad because I want to surprise you. Daily Harvest.
I did not know that was made by a woman.
Made by a woman. Her name is Rachel Drury.
That feels very efficient for a woman to have created.
And listen to this.
Man, I had so many of those smoothies in my freezer during COVID.
I know you did. Okay, so the reason she invented Daily Harvest is she was constantly choosing convenience over nourishment. Meaning, it's easy to grab a snack on the go, just like quick to go. And she thought, there's got to be something that's just as quick to go, but is more nourishing than just like a bag of chips.
Yeah, really whole ingredients. Yeah.
So she created Daily Harvest. We love it. If you guys have never heard of it before, you should probably go visit Jamie's Instagram. I'm sure she shared it over there.
I have.
And so she brought the two things, convenience and nourishment, together to make Daily Harvest. So it comes frozen, correct?
It does.
And you put it in a blender.
Well, they have all kinds of things, but the smoothies, yes.
Okay.
You add whatever liquid of choice. I used either oat milk or like ripple milk.
Uh-huh.
And then all the ingredients are in there. So you just dump that and the liquid into your blender, blend it, and it's done. And it's ready. Right. But they've got like warm bowls that are really good. They've got some soups. They have all kinds of stuff. They do like seasonal based on what's fresh and what's new. And
And it's a subscription model, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. And you can kind of pick. Like, I think I did the like 9-item box. So I would just pick 9 items that would come to me. And then 2 months later, 9 more or whatever it was.
Right. Oh, I love that.
I don't do it anymore, but I did it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, thank you so much. We appreciate you, girl. Okay, what's next on your list?
Okay, another ice cream, because ice cream is important to the world.
It. Women
is
get it.
Cool House, which also is HAUS. Okay. So I have 2 HAUSs on my list.
Sure.
Have you had Cool House?
I have not.
Okay, you've seen it. I'm gonna pull it up for you.
Okay.
They're an ice cream company, but they have really interesting flavors.
Okay.
And trying to find their packaging. You've never seen that?
No.
Oh my gosh, they have so many good things.
Okay.
So they have like a salted caramel ice cream with snickerdoodles, or they've got like a creamy s'more with chocolate chip. They have ice cream sandwiches. I'm trying to find some of their craziest flavors.
Do you have the name of this amazing woman we can thank?
Great question. Natasha Case and Freya Estreller.
Ooh, it's a little duo gal pal action.
They sought to create vibrantly packaged, high quality frozen desserts. And so that's what they did.
Oh my.
In addition to whipping up ice cream, they seek to represent positive change by way of strategic partnerships, fundraisers, and speaking engagements that promote women leadership and community building.
I love that.
Honestly, campfire s'more. The pint is so good.
Uh-huh.
They've got a dairy-free horchata ice cream sandwich.
Ooh.
Man, they've got so many good things. So
healthier.
I mean, some of them are just regular ice cream, but
okay,
have dairy-free options. So, Cool
Great.
House.
Cool House. I love that. Dairy-free options are always nice to give to our dairy-free friends. Okay, I'm going to end on one.
Okay, please do.
And then I'll pass it over to you if you have one more.
Nope, that's it. Let's wrap us up.
Oh, great. Okay, you've heard of it. You just didn't know it. Noosa yogurt, y'all.
Oh.
Founded by a woman. Founded by an Australian woman. Who lives in the U.S.? So a little Australian expat here giving us the good snacking.
Wow.
So she was back over in Australia in a place called Noosa. never been to Australia. You have.
I have, but I've never been to Noosa? I have not.
Okay, so one time she tried this yogurt that she found in Noosa, Australia, and it was like this crazy recipe she'd never had before, and it was the most delicious yogurt she ever had. So she brought it back. She brought the recipe back to the States, partnered with a local farmer who was a dairy farmer, and they created Noosa yogurt so they could have the deliciousness of this Australian yogurt here in the States and worldwide.
I love that.
I know. Noosa. Her name is Cole Tomei. I don't know if that's how you say it, because it's a really cool name. K-O-E-L-T-H-O-M-A-E.
Cole. What a cool name for a girl.
I know, really cool.
Okay, wait. I do have one more. I forgot.
Okay, great.
My last one is Wonder Eggs. W-U-N-D-R eggs.
Okay.
They're vegan hard-boiled eggs.
What?
And they were created... Again, I don't know how to pronounce this. Hema, H-E-M-A, Hema. Ready, R-E-D-D-Y.
Okay.
And it was created in 2018, and it was the goal of helping people eat more plants.
Love that.
But I love a hard-boiled egg.
Oh,
you put some everything but the bagel seasoning on it. You put a drop of hot sauce.
Yes.
After you cut it in half, that is.
Yes.
And then it is just, it is a great snack.
Okay, I don't mean to go... so fast, but
please
we
do.
Need to jump into the snack of the week for
okay,
a good
it.
Reason.
Great.
Snack of the week.
Boop, boop.
Snack of the week. Okay, I didn't want you to forget that you love hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
Okay, my snack of the week is hard-boiled eggs.
It is?
Yes.
You've joined?
Yes, because of this reason. I was sitting on my couch this weekend.
Okay.
I was doom-scrolling Instagram.
Oh, terrible.
I'm admitting it. The first movement toward healing is acceptance. Or
it's admitting. Yeah. Admitting you have
okay.
a problem. Yeah. As the first step.
So I have a problem. I did this day. I'm usually pretty good about not doom scrolling, but this day got me right into the Instagram. I was doom scrolling and there was this lady who was showing how she makes hard boiled eggs every day. But before she puts them in the pot, she holds the egg, takes a spoon and taps the egg until she hears
and
a pop.
Yeah. And it separates.
And it separates the film.
Uh-huh.
I am not kidding you when I said I got up off that couch so fast.
And you tested
ran
it?
Ran to the fridge, tested it on all six of my eggs, and she is not lying. I was like, tap, 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 pop. Tap, 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 pop. Like, I was so surprised every time that
okay,
she
and then how
the
were
truth.
The eggs? Were they different?
Oh, I haven't hard-boiled them yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I just popped them.
My snack is hard-boiled eggs. I haven't made them and or ate them.
I haven't gotten there yet.
But I like the energy that they're giving off, so that's my snack of the week.
I'm just telling you, I have never had the experience where someone's like, this is a thing, and I was like, I don't believe you, and then I tried it, and it was a thing.
You ate some crow instead of a hard-boiled egg.
That's true. Well, I didn't. No, I didn't eat any of them. I just have yet to place them.
No, eating crow is when you say something isn't going to work, and then it ends up working or something like that.
Oh, that's a saying?
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were telling me I was eating raw birds.
Eating crow. Let's all learn together.
Okay.
It's a colloquial idiom. Bless you.
Sure.
It means humiliation by admitting having been proven wrong or taking a strong position.
Oh.
So when if you were like, that'll never happen, and then it happens, it's like, oh, well, you just ate crow.
Okay, got it. Ooh, I'm going to start using that.
So when you said you didn't believe that it worked and then it popped, you ate crow.
I ate crow.
And did the little toot, toot, toot.
It's true. Y'all, you have to try it. It is fascinating. You think, like, this is not going to work, and then all of a sudden it's popping, and you're like... What? We should have learned this in high school. Where home ec. Where
yeah,
home ec.
Where was that day in the science room? I had to carry an egg around like it was my child.
I know, right?
I drew a little smiley face on it.
Oh, the egg baby days.
Okay, my snack of the week I also got from Instagram.
Okay.
So I was just doing some quick scrolling and shocking no one, I see a lot of snacks these days. Uh-huh. The algorithm has read my mail. And I saw this meal. It was all ingredients that you can get from Trader Joe's. And okay. I was headed to the grocery store and I thought, you know, I'm going to try it. I don't know what you call it, but it is their cacio e pepe ravioli. Back up.
Gosh.
You buy prosciutto and you cut up prosciutto into little bite-sized pieces and then you put it in the pan. And it kind of, you get it so that it's almost like a bacon consistency. Like it gets crunchy as you cook it. Then you take the prosciutto out. Then you put in a little bit of, I had avocado oil, a little bit of butter, some onions, and then some frozen peas. And meanwhile, you're making the cacio e pepe ravioli. You just put it in the water and let it boil.
Okay.
And then you add a little bit of the pasta water and you kind of stir it up.
Sure.
And I added some red pepper flakes. Then I add in the ravioli once it's done.
Yeah.
And then I put on some Parmesan and mix it up so the cheese kind of melts.
It sounds like you made a ravioli carbonara.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
Oh, and then you put the prosciutto back in, and then you just kind of mix that all up. So it was prosciutto and ravioli and some peas and some red pepper for just like a little bit of spice. It was so good. It took approximately 11 minutes to make.
Did you use an egg at all?
No.
So not quite carbonara, but very similar.
Great. I have zero Italian in my genetics, and so you're the expert. But it was
amazing.
I saw it as a recipe, and I thought, that looks easy enough. And it was.
And it was.
So good.
Okay, we'll link that recipe. We'll link the video.
I sure hope I can find it
again. Oh, yeah, she's going to have to go back into her algorithm and find it.
I do think I saved it for the recipe, so I'll find it.
Okay.
But Trader Joe's,
gotta love ya.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a listener snack of the week. This week we're listening to Holly share with us her snack of the week. Holly, give it to us.
Hi, this is Holly from Minnesota, and I'm calling in to tell you my snack of the week. It's Trader Joe's Happy Trekking Trek Mix. There's a couple of reasons I really like this snack mix, and I've been munching on it this week. First of all, I recently got my braces off so I can finally eat it again. I wasn't able to eat it while I had braces because it has almonds, chocolate, cashews, pistachios, sweetened dried cranberries, and dried cherries. And it's just a great combination of sweet and salty and chewy and tangy. And I love it. So I hope you try it if you haven't before. And I love listening to your show. Bye.
Thanks, Holly. Happy trekking.
That's so sweet, Holly.
Look at it. It's cute.
Have you ever tried it before, Fel?
I've never tried it.
Because you love a trail mix. Man, can we talk about the joy that when you get your braces off and you can eat what you want? Mine was a caramel apple.
Ooh, mine was just gum.
Oh,
I was just craving gum.
You do
gum.
Love it. I mean, we did just have a whole episode about that for you.
I know,
so
just give me the gum back, Dad.
Oh, yeah. That caramel apple. Whew, I really just wanted to bite into that.
Okay, Holly, we're going to try it. Even, I mean, I do like trail mix, but it's usually pretty candy heavy. And this is very nut heavy. But you know what? I am not going to eat crow. I'm going to believe that this is really good. I'm going to go have it.
Get those healthy fats, Val.
I know, exactly. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Go, girls. And if you're a girl, send this to your other gal pals. Girls. And if you are not a gal, go send it to the gal that you love.
And
or your mom,
and
your wife,
your mom,
your grandma, any girl you love. Okay? And we'll see you next week.
And I'll eat more snacks before then.